Even as we are facing an unprecedented crisis of food inflation, fuel shortages, diesel engine oil shortages, right? And also food scarcity and many other issues affecting us, just inflation across the board, supply chains breaking down for agricultural parts, just on and on. Transportation problems, Union Pacific Railroad shutting down rail cars for fertilizer deliveries and so on. Even as we're facing all that, most people still have their internal excuses for why everything is going to be just fine and that nobody needs to prepare. And I want to just go over a few of those real quickly here. So excuse number one makes no sense at all. It is that, oh, nothing bad will happen because it hasn't happened before. So when they're faced with the prospects of things like, oh, the shutdown of trucking transportation, they say things like, oh, trucking transportation can't shut down. And you ask why, and they say, well, that's never happened before. I mean, on its face, that doesn't make any sense, because every new event that has happened in history has happened by definition for the first time. So if the only events that were allowed to happen were events that had happened before, then we wouldn't need the existence of time. Well, you know, we wouldn't need a future. We would just be in a loop of the same history over and over again. We're not really in that loop. I know history repeats, but also there are new events kind of inspired by history. You know, new things happen in every moment of every day. In fact, every event happening right now is, by definition, from a physics point of view, it is a new event because it's a new moment in time. And for someone to say, oh, these things can't happen because they've never happened before, that makes no sense whatsoever. That is illogical, says Mr. Spock. Illogical, Captain. Makes no sense. You know, it's like a teenager racing down the interstate at 120 miles an hour when they're 18 years old. You know how 18-year-olds like to do that. Some of my former friends might say that, but they're dead. I mean, we all lost friends in high school doing crazy stuff, right? But an 18-year-old driving down the highway at 120 miles an hour says, nothing bad's going to happen. How do I know that? Because it hasn't happened yet. And that's true until it happens. And then on a day, it happens. You roll your car or you hydroplane on a little bit of rain or something, and then your car at 100 miles an hour crosses the median and hits oncoming traffic, and then something new happens, a head-on collision at 100 miles per hour, and everybody dies. And as their soul is floating away from their body, like, wow, that never happened before. It was a totally new thing. But at that point, it's too late to stop it because you're dead, right? So let's dismiss this idea that it can't happen because it hasn't happened yet. I mean, come on, give me a break. All right, the second excuse that people have is they say, well, that can't happen because the government won't let it happen. So they have this oblivious faith in government to solve problems. Now, remember, this is the same government that can't figure out how to have baby food manufactured in America. You know, this is the government that shut down the infant formula manufacturers. This is the same government that has shut down oil pipelines, creating an energy crisis in America. If you put your faith in this government to solve whatever crisis is coming, you know, let's say, you know, a diesel fuel shortage or a diesel engine oil shortage or a food supply shortage or, I don't know, another pandemic or handling cyber warfare attacks, EMP weapons, solar flares, you name it. If you think the government is the solution, you're just stupid. Brainwashed, indoctrinated, I don't know, gullible. More often than not, in most of these cases, the government is the problem. It's the government causing a lot of the sabotage of the energy industry, for example. Government's not the solution. So people who think, oh, the government's going to come save us. Like, oh, what about all those people living in Las Vegas and the cities served by Lake Mead? Okay, Lake Mead is plummeting. I forgot the current level, but in just seems like a couple more years, it's going to be gone. I mean, not enough water to pump out. and entire cities in the West will have no water. And if you ask people there right now and say, well, you know, how are you going to live here when there's no water? And they would actually tell you, believe me, they would say, well, we're not going to run out of water. The government will do something. Well, what? You know, you ask them what? What's the government going to do? Can the government wave a magic wand and create water out of nothing? And if they're honest, they'll tell you they don't know. They just have faith that the government's going to solve the problem somehow. Oh, just put another pipeline in somewhere. Oh, great. Well, where's that water coming from? You know, because a pipeline moves things from point A to point B. You still got to have the stuff at point A to push it through the pipe. Where's the water come from? Where is point A in your imagination? Because point B is Las Vegas. Where's point A? Where is a massive body of water nearby? There isn't one. This doesn't exist. I don't care how much faith you have in the government can't magically create massive quantities of water. The government's not God, thank God. All right, and then the third excuse of deniers of reality, and this is a fun one, they say, like when they hear about something, for example, I just did an article on the Belt and Road Initiative and Vladimir Putin announcing a new alternative to the dollar, petrodollar, global reserve currency status, okay? So the dollar is about to become extinct. The world is going to move away from the dollar. And for a lot of people, when they hear that, they say, well, that can't be true, or I would have heard about that. that's their logic. If that were true, I would have already heard about that. And, you know, my answer to these people sometimes is, well, you are hearing it now. I'm telling you. Like, no, I would have heard about it before now if it were true. Why? What? Is there a cosmic rule that you would have heard about it before now? Well, what happens the first time you hear about it? Couldn't you just use the same logic then? The first time you hear about it, you could say, well, that can't be true because I would have heard about it before now. Well, how would you have heard about it before now if now is the first time you're hearing it? As you see, it's completely illogical, says Mr. Spock to the captain. Illogical, captain. I mean, you can't even have a conversation with people about this, you know? You have to say, hey, can you think of something that the first time you heard about it in your life, that it was the first time you heard about it? Does that make sense? And if they're honest, they would say, okay, yeah, there's things that I heard about and it was the first time I heard about them. I'm like, okay, so you do agree that many things are true, even though it's the first time you heard about them, right? Like, no, this is the first time you heard about the war in Ukraine. There was a day that it was the first time you heard about it. Just because you heard about it the first time doesn't mean that the war wasn't happening. But then again, they're immune to logic and reason, so it doesn't help. But anyway, I'm going to keep this short, but those are just three examples of the kind of lunacy demonstrated by people who don't want to acknowledge reality. And they come up with these crazy, insane excuses like, oh, the government wouldn't let that happen. And this is what they use to talk themselves out of preparedness, to think that they don't have to do anything, that everything's going to be fine, or that they're going to be taken care of, which is the mentality of a child, by the way, not an adult. But you and I know that all kinds of things are happening now that have never happened before, and all kinds of catastrophes are shaping up that have never happened before. And we also know from history that nations rise and fall. And in every case, or nearly every case, when they fall, most people are taken by surprise. They didn't see it coming. You know why? Because they use the three excuses that I mentioned here. Well, that couldn't be true. Never heard about that before. And then boom, welcome to Sri Lanka. Economic collapse, right? So there's the reality of the situation. So anyway, I'm just saying, don't get caught in bad logic. And don't get caught by people who are trying to like talk you out of things that are actually happening. Get prepared, because we're going through unprecedented times. We're witnessing things that have never happened before, and there's a lot more coming that has never happened before. Most people won't make it through. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being prepared. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighttown.com. Take care.